Boneboy Speaks, episode 954, Vector Graphic. If you saw the television program Halt and Catch Fire, the first season of it, the second season's almost over, and I haven't actually seen any of the second season, but in the first season, the show was about a electronics or computing company that was switching over to making IBM PCs because that was the thing that was what was making money. And so this was staged in the early 80s. It was a fictional account of this, and it was a show I really liked. But it was interesting to read about an actual story that happened from that time period, or a little bit before that time period, a company called Vector Graphic, which I'd never heard of before, and I've always been interested by the technology, computing and technology, but I never really dug into the history beyond, say, the Apple II, right? Because that was my first personal computer that I interacted with was probably 1977 or 1978 when Vector Graphic came out. And back then, there weren't a standard, right? There was a lot. People were doing a lot of different things. When the IBM PC came out and they brought out MS-DOS, that pretty much everything that wasn't an IBM PC didn't last very long. Some minor exceptions to that were the Apple II or an Apple in general, right? Apple was able to make a business that wasn't based on MS-DOS. In fact, they resisted a long time doing MS-DOS type stuff, and when they finally switched to the Mac over to Intel processors sometime, and I don't even, I'm trying to remember now, it was either the late 90s or early 2000s, then the Macs could actually run Windows software directly with using emulation and stuff, a lot of going way back here, but this was before there was even a real standard. And so Vector Graphic made a personal computer that was at the time was state of the art, and when you could actually either assemble it yourself or you could buy it pre-assembled, and I'm sure for its time it was a great machine. But then IBM decided to get into the PC market and made the IBM PC, and then the goal at that point was to make PC compatibles, because that was once IBM decided that it was going to get into that market, it was pretty much a game over for anything else, because IBM was kind of the gold standard. And so that was, so a lot of companies disappeared in that because they pretty much set the standard. I'd say there was only a few exceptions. And it was interesting that it was created by housewives. I mean, that were bored. I mean, that's what the headline says. And in fact, the story spends in Fast Company spends a lot of time talking about these women who drove Vector computer. Now they obviously made a mistake by not changing to PC compatibles when the rest they eventually started going that direction, but by the time they did, it was too late. Once IBM came in, there wasn't a lot of time really to react. It was clearly they set the standard and everybody was going that direction. So anyway, this is a good story to read if you're interested in some computing history. It's a story I hadn't read before. It's about a company I had never heard of before. In fact, there's probably a lot of companies like Vector Graphic that went out of business in the early 80s that were making personal computers, and or they got bought up or something. It was just one of those things. I mean, there's a lot of things have died in this whole this whole technology thing. It's kind of like all the startups today, except they're not making physical goods. They're making software and coming up with ideas and stuff. So it's nothing new here, I guess, let a thousand lilies bloom and then kill off all but the best ones or something like that. I mean, I'm sure there's some metaphor that I'm mixing up there, but it's an interesting story. Link in the show notes, of course, that you can go read. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.